have you kept up to date with like Boeing and their planes and like their make model? What do you know about it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you're probably more dialed in, but I mean, I see the stories of the doors getting blown off all the time. What's your opinion? What's your opinion on the whistleblower? Did the whistleblower kill himself?
The whistleblower, so there was a story about a guy who came out and just said that, like, I've worked for Boeing for a long time, and basically it's like a bunch of monkeys working in a factory. Like, nobody's like putting parts together right, and it's all just like there's no specs and safety checks aren't checked out and whatever. And in the news, there's been a lot of problems with Boeing planes, especially one in particular called the 730. It was, oh, what was it? It was the, is the, I know it has the word Max in it, like the 737 Max, Air Max or something, or maybe, dude, it sounds like a Nike shoe, the Air Max 720s. Anyways, this plane had like there's only 100 of them, but like 4 of them crashed in like a year, and it had something to do with like the software in it. They were like literally like nose down, like the nose would point down and literally just crash these planes. So whenever I flew, I always looked to see like what airplane, and if it was a Max, I would literally rebook the tickets because it just didn't seem like worth it. And so anyways, this guy comes out, he's like, Boeing is sucking, they suck, their planes aren't safe, I would never fly in one myself. And then there's video of like all the people that build the planes, like, I would never fly on this either and stuff. Anyways, this guy ends up dead. What, like in this car or
Yeah,
something?
so it's crazy because this testimony has been going on for a long time. He's a whistleblower. There's this big case. He goes to the courthouse, gives a testimony. Boeing, and he was supposed to drive home that night. Boeing lawyers requested that he stay and give an extended testimony the next day. He drives to his own hotel, and on the way to his hotel, apparently he shoots himself in the head in his truck, and it still has his finger on the trigger of the gun.
That's crazy, right?
I'm not saying
Like,
that, like, I don't know if someone shot themselves. I'm not sure what the finger on the trigger of the gun is, but that's just like the, you know, that's how it ended. They found him on the way to his hotel.
right. I feel like it's always in movies where they like set up the murder, they kill the guy, then they put the gun in his hand. Seems a little bit like unrealistic. Feels like you drop the gun.
Yeah, like your grip releases and as the gun falls, like.
Right. Like, you ever shot a gun? If you weren't gripping the gun after you shot it, you'd probably drop it.
Yeah, most definitely. There's no
So,
way.
anyway, yeah, this makes me feel squirmish about flying with Boeing, right? It's like, did they just kill a guy? You know, like.
So it's kind of crazy. So here in Arizona, we have a big Boeing headquarters. I have friends that work at Boeing, and my brother-in-law is a chiropractor who has a bunch of his, you know, patients that work at Boeing. And he was telling me last week, he's like, "Yeah, I ask all of them, like, did the whistleblower kill himself?" And they're all like, "Oh no, absolutely not." This is the Boeing employees that are saying this.
They're
Like,
saying that, wait, they're saying that he did not kill himself?
yeah, they're saying, "No, he didn't kill himself."
Yeah, well, that's weird to work for a company that would like hire hitmen.
Yeah, that's really weird working for a company that would hire hitmen. So here's the thing, though, that I think about this. A lot of people put this in a perspective of like consumer airplanes, and it's like, oh, Boeing pretty much has a monopoly. Technically, it's a duopoly with Airbus, and maybe there's a couple other. There's like Bombardier. There's a few other air manufacturers, but really Boeing's like the big one. So like people think about like, oh, they don't want to lose their monopoly. It's not just about that. It's about their whole brand name, because what not everyone knows is that Boeing is actually one of the largest defense contractors. Boeing isn't like we make airplanes. Boeing makes like billions of dollars of equipment for the U.S. military. So if their name got tarnished so bad where it's like they're not taking care of business, it's not just like their airplanes that are gonna, there's a lot at stake. And also, I don't know why, maybe it's just me, but I feel like anyone that works within the defense industry is just like freaking corrupt to the moon, because also the defense industry is very,
They
you know.
pause, they start wars, they're overfunded, they get kickbacks, there's government contracts from other countries where money's
You
laundered,
make
like the
money.
Ukraine.
Yeah, you make money when there's global conflict and death. So, like,
Yeah.
that's what grows your bottom line.
So
Like,
I think, I don't know if this guy had
Ukraine
like
War,
such. Good.
best thing that ever happened for Boeing stock.
Oh, I bet. And yeah, I don't know if this guy had anything like that damning to say about Boeing. It just setting the precedent, like, oh, by the way, if you decide to be a whistleblower for Boeing, there's a chance you end up dead. So
Yeah.
people are going to think hard, you know, is it worth your life to go up against Boeing? Like, that's crazy. This sh
Yeah.
dude, I hope they investigate it to the T. I hope like a branch of government decides to be like not corrupt and and go after them and figure it out. And
so I don't know if you heard this, but the Boeing CEO announced that he's stepping down at the end of the year as well.
Okay.
Which if he just said, I'm stepping out tomorrow, would be like major red flags. But even like, okay, I'm leaving at the end of the year is kind of like, I think it takes a while to replace a CEO at that level, and he's got security clearances and all sorts of crazy stuff. But like, I don't know, him leaving now is not a good sign for the company.
That's interesting. Huh.
So,
well, there's that.
Yeah. So Boeing is not in a hot place. I'd be curious to see if this, like, in my opinion, I think it's really suspicious that this is good for their positive public image or PR. That now, whether it's true or not, there's a massive conspiracy theory, of which I'm like half convinced that Boeing, yeah, it just hires hitmen to go kill people that speak out against them. So there's got to be a huge chunk of the population that thinks that. And how is that, you know, how is that going to be good for their public image? Like, how is that like better than whatever the whistleblower is saying, whatever he said, and then being like, okay, we're going to fix it.
Right. Yeah. 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 It makes you want to look into like what they're actually talking about. But we're all going to still go fly on Boeing planes. What choices do we have? Crazy.
Yeah, not much you can do about it. All right, if you enjoyed the episode today, we would super appreciate it if you leave us a review on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. We appreciate you being a listener, and we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.